Agun Shushan Purim. Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel in Maseches Baba Kama. Just to give Hakaras Hatov, Meir Miloblin, Rav Meir Shapira gets Hakaras Hatov for everything, but a few certain days are like Mosoi Purim, Mosoi Yom Kippur. These are days that Magidei Shiurim can tell you are probably the most challenging in terms of sitting down and preparing, and Talmud Torah would generally not be taking place at that time. But Meir Shapiro instituted it, and those days are now, whether we like it or not, Baruch Hashem, we are filled with Talmud Torah as well. So, Hakaras Hatov to him. Okay, let us, obviously to our wives as well, put in a couple hours, and then and then we could get down to the daf. So yesterday in Daf Ayin Beis Mabez, we started to discuss the machlokas between Abaya and Rava, whether Eid Zomim, which is a parsha in the Torah, and then the Sefer Dvarim, when a person, when two people are proven to be Zomamin, Imanu Hayusem, so when do they become Psulim from? Do they become Pasul? They are considered Eidim Psulim, which itself is a Chiddush, because we know the rule generally is, the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Eidus, that when does somebody become Pasul? Two categories. Either somebody is a Rasha. How do you define yourself as a Rasha? If somebody consistently violates an Aveira, Shiyeshbo Malkus, or worse. Aveira that is Chayav Malkus, or Kares, or Misa, Misa de Shemayim, any of those. That's somebody who's a Rasha, and therefore Atashi's Rasha aid. You can't put your hand in being an aid with a Rasha. The other category is a Rasha Tachamas. Rasha Tachamas means anyone who is involved in any type of monetary Aveira. A Gagana for a Gazlon, so there's a Lav Shenita Glasei, or Nita Latashlumin, so there's no Malkus. Or somebody who's a Malvi Baribis, he lends with interest. Somebody is a gambler, a Friche Yonim. So all of those are also considered psulim, some daraisa, some darabanan. But either way, that is a rasha dechamas, a rasha of somebody who does chamas, somebody who takes somebody else's money inappropriately. So where does Eid Zomim fit in? So Tosfos even has a havamini here, which I didn't mention yesterday, that maybe, according to the mandamer that says chiddush, you should limit it to say, you don't trust, you give them kasher zaman, but kasher zaman, like what they try to do, but you don't make them psulim. I mean, who says they're even possible? That's already an added step. But that's what the Gemara assumes. The Gemara assumes, as we know, that the Eid Zomim becomes pasul, even if it's even if though they didn't do the Aveira, except they said something that the other person did the Aveira, so maybe they get the status even of someone who did that Aveira, not just the punishment, and therefore they are pasul leidus as well. We'll talk about that more in a second. So Abaya says Mafrehu Nifsal. Abaya says that they become pasul from the time that they gave testimony, not the time that they gave testimony about, like the Rashba said, but from the time that they gave testimony. And Rava says that no, they only become pasul from the day they are proven to be Eidim Zomamim. So Rav Chaim, we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, has a chiddush where he says there are many sources that point to the fact that Eid Zomim is not punished for the Mais Aveira itself, but it's punished for the status. Ramban on Dvarim. So Rav Chaim proves this from a number of... That's Rav Ibn Bachai. Looks the same. Says Rav Chaim that there are many proofs that tell me that this is based on a status, not based on a punishment for the Maisa Aveira. Number one, there's a Shisha of the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef in Maseches Makos, where the Mishnah there says, if three people come together as Edim, so the third one is there, the language of the Mishnah is, Lo Bahaka Shlishi Lahakel O Lahachmer Alaf. That's the language of the... So the Nemuki Yosef there has a Deya, according to Ritz Geus, that if two out of the three are Huzam, they all get Kasher Zamamd. Even if only two of them are proven Huzam, that's considered enough to be the Kat, and therefore even the third one gets the punishment of Kasher Zamam. The Yipale, as for Salvechik, Shem Rav Chaim, HaYashlishi Lo Avar Alav Eir Shalei Desheker, V'lama Yonesh. Why should he be punished? So the answer is no. Because the third is still mitsuraf to a kat zomimin. And therefore, once two of them become zomimin, and two are considered eight zomimin, chal bo hashem shelo zomei b'sha shehuzmu ha'achirim shebakat.
Why can't he be punished?
Sorry?
Why can't
the right. Maybe he's telling the truth. But because he's with them, he has that status. They asked the achronim on the bottom, the Rav quotes the tumim, they asked the same question. So they answer, we paskin that they have to get to see each other. Right, it's meant to be Rowan's Ezeh. So if they say they saw each other, they're also lying. That's that answer. Reb Chaim says you don't have to say that. You say no, it's Shem Eid Zomim. Chalos Shem Eid Zomim, and that's what the punishment is for. It's Chayim Midin Chalos Begavra. Well, because of the Onesh Avera, number one. Number two, the Rambam Paskins. The Rambam Paskins, based on the Gemara Ksubis, that Edim Zomim do not need Hasra. You don't need Hasra. Ein le'edim Zomim Shkaga. There's no such thing as Shkaga. Oh, I didn't know you're not allowed to do this. Right? There's no such thing. Lefisha ein ba maisa. Lefichach ein srichim Hasra kavosha biyarnu. And the Ravid says, because there's no maisa, you don't need Hasra. Or anyway, so what about Mamir? Right? If you do Tzmura, that also doesn't have a maisa. You don't have to give Hasra. Right, for that Avera, you don't think of Asura, for any Avera that doesn't have a Maisa, what does the Rama mean? So the Reb Chaim explained, no, Eba Maisa here means it's not Mechuyev because of the Maisa Avera. It's not the Avera that's causing it. V'il Be'edim Zomim, Ein Maisa Avera Etzem HaMachayev, Ela HaMachayev Hu Chalu Shem Shem Shalei Zomim, Shachal B'Gavra B'Chalofan, Afilu B'Shogeg. And therefore, Hasra will not be needed. I'm all reading all of this from the Rishi Mashirim, Reb Soloveitchik Sefer on Baba Kama. Okay, one more, and then we'll continue. And that is the Balamor that I mentioned yesterday. We mentioned yesterday Machlokas, the last point we mentioned, the Machlokas between the Balamor and the Rambam, about whether there is Hazama B'Shtar. If you have Eidei Shtar, is there Hazama or not? The Rambam says, yeah, theoretically, as long as you know the Eidim signed on this specific day, and they didn't just sign it and sign it later, so that, as long as you know it's that day, you could have Hazama. The Balamor and Ksuba says, no, Hazama is a Chiddush. So with a chiddush, therefore you can't even Edus Bashtar cannot get Hazama. So what's that machlokas about? So either it's a machlokas about Shtar, how close do you view Edus Bashtar to real Edus Bapat, or the other way to view the machlokas is maybe Hazama is only giving a status to a Chaloshem Eidzomim, and maybe that's only if they're there. If they're testifying in person, then you can give it a Chaloshem. If they're just signatures, you're right. Edim Chasubat al Shtar Naso Kamish Nechra Edus Bebezim. It's as if they're standing there somewhat. But still, maybe for Hazama, you actually need them to be standing there. So that is a big discussion. There are more rise to this, but that is Reb Chaim's idea. I just thought of, as I'm saying this, maybe this works out well for the Ramban. The Ramban says, Ramban that we mentioned before, the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim, the Ramban quotes that there are four individuals that, where the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, after they're punished, the Torah says everyone should hear about it and take caution, right? And learn from the mistakes of these people. Who are these four? Ben Sora Remore, Eid Zomim, Zakein Mamre, and what's the fourth one? Mesis. Somebody tries to get somebody else to do an Avera of Avodah Zarah. So what do these four have in common? So the Ramban explains in Perek Chafala Pasuk Yudches, a very important Ramban, by the context of Ben Sora Remore, these four people are not punished for their actions. Because if you look at their actions, they really don't deserve what we do to them. But so are Moira, and Nidan Hashem Sofo. That he deserves to be punished as we do. Mesis, somebody who tries to cause somebody else to do Avodah Zarah, but he didn't succeed. Even if he just tried. Zakin Mamre, see, he was outvoted by the Sanhedrin. But you know what? He still feels he's right. And he's doing it L'Shem Shamayim. What do you have to kill him for? Zakin Mamre, one of the Sanhedrin. And finally, Edim Zomen, Kasher Zomen Lo Kasher Asa. Right? Only if they try, not if they did it. So each one of them is not punished because of their ma'isa, but it's punished because that they are ruining the fabric of society. And they're undermining the Jewish judicial system. And if you don't take care of them, the youth doing whatever they want, one of the great Sanhedrin posketing against the rest of the Sanhedrin after he's outvoted, Edom Zomamin, the whole judicial system, right? Mesis, that's obviously Avodah Zarah. So they're not punished for their actions that they did. They're punished because of V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. The part is to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. Kilo humas begodel cheto el liyaser boas arabim b'shalo yeta kalal achirim. Right, v'chein derech hakatzav shiazer kein kashemusu legeder k'nei shetemim misasa takan alachem. That fits in very nicely to the Reb Chaim. That it's a status. It's a status of a shame made zomim, not punished because of the ma'isa itself. Okay, try to be more quiet. Okay. Let us continue now. Let us continue with the Gemara. So the Gemara and the Machlok asked about Treich Chiddushu or not. We discussed yesterday also what's the Shita of Abaya versus Rava. Abaya says the Mafreya. Does Abaya reject the idea that it's a Chiddush totally? Or does he accept Chiddush but he modifies it somewhat? That's an issue in Abaya. So let's continue now. That was all Rava number one. Ika de Amre, Rava Namika Abaya Sfirale. Second day of the Gemara says, really, Rava holds like Abaya. The Amar Lamafreya Hu Nifsal. Really, he holds Lamafreya. And maybe he holds that it's not a Chiddush. and therefore you should only, you should go backwards. You should pasul from the earlier time. So what's the real reason of Rava that he says only mikana lahaba mishum pseid de lekuchos? It's the din de rabbanan. So din de rabbanan, because of pseid de lekuchos, you're worried that the buyers that he signed on their shtaros in the interim, if they pasul him lamafreya, so they're going to lose. They didn't know. They didn't know that he was, you know, an eid zomim until later. So therefore, we don't want them to lose, and that's why we pasul him only from mikan ulehaba. May binahu. What's the nafkamina between these two shitas? So one nafkamina you can say is it a din daraisa or is it a din darabanan? But the Gemara is not asking lamdis. The Gemara is asking lamaisa. Lamaisa. What's the nafkamina? Number one, daashidu beitrei lachad utrei lachad. What if you have two witnesses on each of the Edom Zomimin saying that you are an Eid Zomim? So that's two beating one. So that's not a chiddush, says the Gemara. That's a svara. Two on each one. It's not just trey utrey. What was the problem before? Trey utrey. So, you know, why should you believe the later ones, believe the earlier ones? Machazit svokahani, svokahani. That's why it's a chiddush. So the Gemara says if there's two against each one, it's no longer a chiddush. Because we go by two over one. That's what Harashi explains the Gemara, as we'll see Tosfos in a second. Inami de paslinu begazlanusa, or if the later Edom come and don't say imanu hayisem, but they just say you are gazlanim, you are gazlanim. Like Tosfos said yesterday, why don't you say migu? They could have said this. So they believe to the be a shame say itzomim, and therefore it's a svara. That's what Tosfos said in the second half of Tosfos ain. But here the Gemara says maybe that's another nafkamina. Why? According to the Badabar who says mishum chiddush leka, that both these cases there's no chiddush. There's no chiddush because it's a case where two beat one, so it makes sense to believe the later one. And also, if the later one said that you're gazladim, so they can't say we're not gazladim against the right. You're not believed against about yourself. So both those cases, it's not a chiddush. Therefore, you'd say it's lamafreya. But according to the one who says pseid de lekuchos, in both these cases you still have the issue of pseid de lekuchos. So therefore, Rava would say you only pasul mikan ulehaba. Right, the second reason would apply in these two nafkaminas and not the first reason. The Ravid says, why don't you just give a nafkamina of if there are no lekuchos? And you just say that as a nafkamina. So the Ravid says it must be that lekuchos here is lav dafka. It just means pseida for any star that he has signed in the interim. And Mustam, he did something in the interim. If he's an aid here, he could pass a lekuchos. Lekuchos. Some Achronim say, why not the Mocher? Right, we were worried about the lekuchos than about the Mochrim, because if the whole thing is thrown out. But the Ravid says, okay, it's lav dafka. Igel meimer de lekuchos lav dafka. Ela kol pseida nami pseida havye. Go to Eidus halva, be Eidus kiddush eisha. What about Eidus on a marriage? Well, they're not married. That's also pretty serious. It's what they do for the past month, right? Living in sin. So Eidus kiddush eisha, be Eidus kolak na ba'olam. Vavdin lu takata de lo livtali. Right, that's what the so lekuchos is lav dafka. It means any type of loss. A short period of time. It depends. Depends how long it was between the Eidim Mazimin coming and the Eidim Zomin testifying. Could be a year.
Well, but then it would be a
kasharasa. Oh, if they're ready to kasharasa, they're ready to kasharasa unless it's mominous. We discussed the daf dalet. Is there kasharasa by mominous? Do you say because it's efshar b'chazara? So maybe there never is a kasharasa by mominous. Does the psul edus apply by kasher asa and it's just out of didim onshin? It's a good question, right? What if you cannot fulfill kasher zava kasher asa? So do you right? Do you passel them? Do you even passel them? I have to look it up. Okay, let us continue. Just one point on the line that we said. We said I see the betray lachad betray lachad. We have to add on one more point regarding that. And that is right, two against one, and that's why we say it makes sense. Says Tosfos, why does it make sense? We know 100 witnesses are just like two witnesses. So what difference does it make that you have two against one in each time? Says Tosfos in Das Hidu, Mashma Shilapishi Shnei Mazimin Al Kol Echad Ve'Echad Lo Avi Chiddush V'Tema Mabakach Hari Tshrei Kameha Ave. What do you have two over one? They're all witnesses are they're equal numbers. If you have two in the first katz, so what? You have a lot on each one. Why should that make a difference? V'Niru Lafareish Das Hidu Be'Tshrei Bechad. What does it mean? Kugon She'ena Nizomin Misayeh Echad Lechaveiro. No, because now it's two or 100 against one.
You're right, 100 against 2, they'd be equal. But the Gemara is emphasizing that it's only 2 against 1. Each of the witnesses, Edim Zomin, do not know about the other one. So it must be a case where Edis Miuchedes, which means when they don't know about each other, in a case that works. Because between the Fashas and others, you need them, you can't have Edis Miuchedes. But in the case where it could work, so that's what we must be talking about, where each one is not Misayea the other one. Oh, Hodach or Hodah, they're each testifying about a different loan, which the Gemara says, according to certain Shitas in Sanhedrin, that could work. That's what the Gemara is talking about here. That's why two would beat one. The Hafla answers Tosa's question that Be'emes Lagabi Ha'eda Risha Chuzab Zeo Chiddush Shinifso Kivish Chaver Besayeya. You're right regarding the first aid, two against one. So regarding the first one that the two go against, it's still a Chiddush. That's not what the Gemara is emphasizing. But once they knock out the first one, being an aid Zomeim. Right, so that based on Chiddush, because the other one is still Messiahim, but once they knock him out, then the other one's alone, because the first guy is Pasul. So you're right, Lagabi, the first one, they're being Messiah each other, regular case, don't think he's either Biuchedus. So the first one is a Chiddush, that's not what the Gemara is talking about here, that's not the Nafkamina, is the second one. Once we knocked out the first one, that's what the second one doesn't have anybody to see him with him, and that's why it's a Chiddush. Finishing the Kumara, Amr Bir may be Difti. Avad Rav Papa Uvda Kavase de Rava. Rav Papa Paskin like Rava. Ravashi Omar Hilchza Kavase da Baya. And Ravashi says, no, the Alokha like Abaya, the Hilchza Kavase da Baya be Yalkagam. The Alokha like Abaya by Yalkagam in the 6 cases of Yalkagam. Lamed is the Machlokas in a few places. What is Lamed? Yud might be Machlokas, but most say that Yud is the Yesh, Yesh Lomidas from Elam Metzias. But Lamed is the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos in Erevin. Rashi says it's about a lechi homi me'elav, a lechi that's put up by itself without kavana to be a lechi. And Tosfos quotes it's a bit of halachin yimei leida of a woman, of a yovadis. 2 points on this. Number one is, so the one of the achronim ask the slach. The slach asks, Yalkagam is not in the order of mesechtos that you find these machlokos. So we know it as Yalkagam, but really, it should be, if you really put it in order, Legak Ayam, right? If he goes through the order, so right, why is it Dafka Yalkagam? So he explains that the Gemara, there are only 2 of these 6 cases where Rava is proven wrong. Yehi Shalomidas has a brisa against him, and Kedusha Shem Shulam Labiyah, right? Those 2, Yud and Kuf. Those 2, once we know Rava's wrong in those cases, those are the 2 that set the tone for not paskening like him in the other 4 cases. So that's why you have Yal, Yehi Shalomidas, we pass it against him, that's why you get the other 2, Eizamim Lamafreya and Lechi, and then Kuf, the Kedusha, Bishur and Labia, we don't pass it like him, and that leads the way for the Gimel, for the Get, and Mem, the Mumalahachas, Mumalotiava, which is in Sanhedrin. So that's why they have the Yud and the Kuf, because those 2 set the stage. Once Rav is Nitche by those, so too is Nitche by these. One other Hara, and then we will continue. The Tirush V'Yitzhar. I saw the B'Rei Daf quote the Tirush V'Yitzhar. One of the Achronim say, how could we paskin like Abaya? Don't we always hold the principle of Chiddush V'Eilach and Eilach HaBelech Chiddusho? So don't we hold of that? Well, so he's assuming that Rava, that Abaya admits that it is a... Rava holds that it's a Chiddush, you have to limit it, but wouldn't Abaya hold like that? Why don't you say that it's a chiddush and therefore in the chiddusho? So he explains beautifully that most of the time when the Gemara says chiddushu, it's giving a reason why you can't learn from there. No, you can't learn from there because it's a chiddush. And therefore, you can't learn to another context. Here, we're just learning the context itself. We're not learning from there. So what is a chiddush? But if it's a chiddush, it could have unique halachas. This could have unique halachas. You can't learn from there to something else because it's a chiddushu. But if you're learning the context itself, you can still say it's a chiddush, and part of the chiddush is that it's l'mafrei hu nifsal. That's part of the chiddush. It's not that. That's not a problem. So that's another way you could say, even if you assume that he accepts totally that it's a chiddush, still you still might say l'mafrei hu nifsal. Good. 2 dots. Tzadat. Getting back to earlier. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavachu machar al pihem. The Mishnah said that if you have 1 set of witnesses on the Geneva and the Tvicha, v'nimsu zomamin, and then they're found to be zomamin, v'shalman es hakol. So the Mishnah says, 1 set of Eidim, they're proven wrong, so they got to pay everything. They got to pay 4 and 5, because that's what they wanted to be mechayiv. So my lav, isn't this an orderly case? as follows. Shehi'idu al ganeva, v'chazer v'hi'idu al ha'tvicha. They testified about the ganeva, then the chayv kefel, and then they testified about the tvicha b'chira, so he's chayv dal v'hei, v'huzmu al ganeva, and then they become edim zomin on the ganeva, v'chazer v'huzmu al ha'tvicha, and then they become edim zomin on the tvicha. So, very orderly. They testified about a Geneva, testified about Tichah Bechira. And then who's on the Geneva, and then Tichah Bechira. But if he's talking about Mafreya who nifsa, but if you say, Abaya, that you're right, then we go back to Mafreya, that 1 minute. Hani, kivet itzimu la Geneva, once these Edom are huzamed on the Geneva, so then what? From the time that they testified, so then igloi milsa Mafreya dichi as hidu atvicha psulun have. Then it comes out that there is no Edom left on the Geneva, so they only testify that this guy shechted. But this guy shot his own animal. So the whole edus of tvicha should fall apart. So amai mishalman tvicha. So why do you have to pay on the tvicha? They were already nifsal on the geneva. So what about the tvicha? So the Gemara answers, Amri hacha mayaskina got shehuzal al tvicha tchila. Okay, switch it. This is what Rashi alluded to already on the Mishnah. They testified at the geneva and then the tvicha, but then they testified that they got ruined about the tvicha first. They got ruined about the tvicha first. That was afterwards. So even if you say lamafrehu nifsal, It was afterwards. Okay, there is one line in Ramosha has in a tshuva. Ramosha was asked, interesting, by Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Rav Ephraim from Memphis, in 1962. He was asked, what happens if Edom take money for testifying after they testify? Does that ruin their testimony? Do you assume they were lying? Sachar Edus. Ube'ed shenotol schar acher sheheyed. Hevi amegi b'mishal amelach. The Mishnah Melech quotes an opinion that the loan is batal edus l'mafreya. Does not ruin it. Why? V'isura ika l'kachaschara afilu achashahayim. There's an isser, but you can still trust it. You can still trust it. Says Rav Moshe, Nira pasit ma'amidin al cheskas kashruso lomar shaya kasher ad achar shereinu shonat l'aschara. Right? People are kosher until proven wrong. Right? And therefore, in that case, when they testified, they're kosher, even though they took money afterwards. What's my raya? Baba Kama Ayin Gimel. Baba Kama Ayin Gimel have to do with it. Be'edem shehuzmu ala tvicha lo balu idusun ala geneva. Im ha'yse edus atvicha achar k'dei dibur. As we'll talk about in a second. 5 minutes ago, you take testimony on geneva, and now you give testimony on tvicha. You're proven wrong here. So 5 minutes ago, you're kosher. So Mar says, yes. As long as it was out of order, and wasn't talking to dibur, that's what you say. You did an aveira. You definitely didn't have aveira, but you don't say that ruins what you did. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Basher Hu Sham, doesn't throw backwards your aveira. So to there, if you take money for testifying afterwards, it is still accepted. So that's what you get. That's our emotion reads a piece of Gemara. Right? Our emotion doesn't say this is all about tvicha mechira and cows and oxen and sheep. Emotion says this is about halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. Good. Amri continues the Gemara 1 minute. Sof. But at the end of the day, Hadri mitzmiya geneva, but once you became huzamt on the geneva, even if it was after the tvicha, so then you became huzamt on the geneva. Igloi milsa dechiasidu atvicha psulanavi. But it comes out that then now when they testified about the tvicha, they were puzzled. Amai mishalmi atvicha. So still you shouldn't, even if it happens afterwards. But it comes out lamafreya. So what? At the moment they were huzamt on the tvicha, they have to pay dal v'hei. But 5 minutes later or a day later, when they're huzamt on the geneva, then the tvicha one should fall away. The Gemara answers, "V'helchasa sheheidu b'bas achas v'huzmu." They testified at the same time, v'huzmu, and then it became huzam. So when they testified about the same time, so once you say l'mafreya hu nifsal, so then the whole thing falls away because it was b'bas achas. Period. Let's say this is really a machlokas tanoim about l'mafreya or mikana l'haba. Two Edom testify that he stole. And the same Edom testify that he shechted, right, in Geneva and Tvicha. And they were huzam on the Geneva first. So what do we say? Edom shebala miksasa, batla kula. You throw out the whole Edom, right? Because Tvicha cannot stand on its own. So once Geneva is thrown out, so Tvicha is thrown out. Huzmu ala Tvicha, but if they're just huzam on the Tvicha, who mishalim teshlum kefel? Then the edus on the kefel still stands. On the geneva still stands. So the baldavar, the ganav, pays kefel. The hein mishalim teshlum gimel, and the edim that were proven huzamed. So then they pay 3 and 4. Amar Rabbi Yosi, b'medvar mamur mishtei eduyos. When do you say this applies only by 2 eduyos? Aval be'edus achas, edus shabalam usad balakula. But by 1 edus, then the whole thing falls away. So what does that mean? What does it mean, one Eidus versus two Eidus? So my b'shtei Eiduyos, my b'Eidus Achas. What exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? That it's two Eiduyos versus one Eidus. So E Lema, there's something to say already, but we're in the middle of a sentence. E Lema b'shtei Eiduyos mamish, b'shtei Kidos. Does two Eiduyos, let's say what it says and then we'll plug it in. Does two Eiduyos mean two, literally two Eiduyos, meaning two different sets of Eidim? Avol be'edus achas b'kat achas b'zeh achar zeh, and edus achas means the same kat, the same group one after another. And then what's Rabbi Yossi saying? When do you say this only by two different groups of edim, but by one edus shabala musata bala kula by kat achas? So is that really true? The Amar Rabbi Yossi, and what is Rabbi Yossi in effect saying? Be'edus achas b'kat achas b'zeh achar zeh, and Rabbi Yossi says, but by edus achas, where is one kat one after another? Ki mishadi ageneva. They testify about the Geneva, and then they testify about the Tvicha. Kimitziya Tvicha, Eitha Shabalam Ksada Bala Kula, V'itzimulu Ageneva, Mehechat Eziach. If you say, this is all a big question, what did Rabbi Yossi just say as we explained it? Rabbi Yossi made a chalik between two Eiduyos and one Eidus. When do I say that if you are mazim the Tvicha, the Geneva still stands? That's only by two Eiduyos. But if it's one Eidus, meaning if it's one Kat that testifies one after another, so then you'll say, Eidus Shabala Mekzada Bala Kula, if you're Huzamed on the Tvicha later, you'll be Huzamed on the Geneva earlier. Why? Why would you get that? It's two different Eiduyos. If it's two different Eiduyos, so why should you say, if the second one's finished, the first one's finished? It's the same group, fine, same group of Eidim, but the second Eidus was given later. So why should Rabbi Yossi say that? That can't be the Pshat of Rabbi Yossi. So it must be Elala b'shtei duyos b'edus. What does it mean? Shtei duyos b'edus Rabbi Yossi. B'edus achas k'ein shtei duyos. Shtei duyos just must mean the same kat but at different times. Umay nenu kat achas b'zachar zeh. What does he mean by kat achas? By edus achas, where even if you get huzamt on the tvicha that uproots the geneva too, it must be a case where something can go backwards. And where's that? Tokadei dibor. But if it's one Eidus, meaning one group of Eidim, at one time, no, then you would not say that the Geneva still stands, even after you get rid of the Tzvicha. Visavrua, and we assume, and now we're getting to the point, and let us assume that everybody agrees to the principle of, if you say something within Toka de Dibra, within 4 seconds of your statement, you're still allowed to talk then. We'll talk about that in a minute. And my lava hakamifagi, but what's this lachlokus about then between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, the Tanakama says if you get huzamt on the tvicha, the geneva could still stand. While the Rabbi Yossi says, no, if you get huzamt on the tvicha, the geneva also falls away. So what's the lachlokus about if it's all within Toka de Dibur? So my lava hakamifagi. The Rabbanan, Sabri, Mekanalahaba, Unifsla Rabbanan, who say the geneva still stands, hold Mekanalahaba. And Eidzo becomes puzzle. The kiva de mehi shaita kamitsumi atvicha. The mehi shaita kamitsumi. And since because only from that moment, the later moment, he becomes an Eidzo me. Atvicha the kamitsumi itzam. On the tvicha that he becomes huzan, then he becomes huzan just for that. Ageneva de lo mitsumi lo itzam. But on Ageneva, he didn't become an Eidzo me. That still stands. That's the Tanakama shita. Rabbi Yossi saw Valamafreyu. Who dips all? Rabbi Yossi would say, no, Lumafreya becomes puzzle. And therefore, the kiva demiyad ki ashitu hu demifsali, since immediately he becomes pasul from the moment that he gave testimony, ki itzimu luhu atvicha, itzimu luhu nami ageneva. So you become pasul on both, daha tokete diber kediber dami, and you were talking in the same breath. So that is all the potential machlokas tanoim. Abaya and Rava are really, is really a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Rav Shimon Shkup says in Ksubis that the principle of Eidus Shabala Mitzasa Bala Kula is Lav Dafka Achshash Sheker. Like similar to what Rav Moshe just said before. Right? Is it because half of one of the group was Pasul, so we believe the whole group is Pasul? Lav Dafka. What if it's a relative? Relative by the Gemara and Baal Basra has the line, Moshe V'Aaron. Moshe V'Aaron can't testify with each other. Moshe and Aaron. The answer is because it's not Achshash Sheker. It is a formal din that you cannot, it's an undermining of the definition of a kat. Once part of the kat is problematic, so you throw the whole kat out, not because of chashash sheker. It's kind of like we discussed yesterday, the day before, nira v'nitcha. Once you're in the parsha, and then you become pasul, then forget it. You can't testify anymore. So that's the principle of Eidus Shabala Mitzasa Bala Kula. We're not talking about like you might be true on the earlier Gneva or whatever the testimony is. It's not based on Chash Sheker, it's based on a formal din of a cat. Good. One other ha'ara, and then we'll get into the larger discussion of Toka de Dibur. The Tosfos Rita Baba Basra asks on this potential question. We said, they're arguing about this machlokas amoram, is really machlokas tanoim. The Tosfos says, even if you say mikanu lahaba hu nifsal, shouldn't it be eilish abala mitzaza bala kula? Right? So the ma moam should be mikanu lahaba hu nifsal, ha'adayin yishlo, mar she'eilish abala mitzaza bala kula. Even if you say, from now, but so right now we see the whole Edus falls away, so why should the previous Edus that you, even if you're not possible from earlier, right now, even according to Rava, you should say Bala Masada Bala Kula now. You don't go by the earlier testimony. So if it tirates, says the Tosas Rid, no. Shechachamim Savru, the Chachamim say, even if you testify Babas Achas, but Edus on Geneva and Edus on Ticha Mechira are two different Mechayvim. They're two different things. You wouldn't say Bala Masada Bala Kula there, because one's Mechayv Kev, one's Mechayv Dalav Hei. They're not just building on each other. So therefore, that's why if you say Mekana Lahabu Hu Nifsal, you would not say it's all looked at as one. So that's what the Gemara says. Isn't it a machlokas about Eid Zomeim? Is it Lamafrehu Nifsal or Mikan Lahabo Nifsal? The Gemara answers, you know, let's try to turn over first and then we'll talk about it more. Where it says, Amri, no. E Toka the Dibra Kadibra Dami to Kuliam Lafrehu Nifsal. Really, if everybody agrees Toka the Dibra is Kadibra Dami, everybody would say Lamafrehu Nifsal and you would throw out the Eidus on the Geneva. Ela Hakap Toka de Dibra Kadibra Dami Kamiflagi. Machlokas here is, do you hold to that principle of Toka de Dibur being Kadibur? Rabbanan Savri Toka de Dibur Lav Kadibur Dami. Rabbanan say, you say it's Lav Kadibur Dami, and therefore it's two Eduyos. And even if you're Huzam on the later one, you're not Huzam on the earlier one. For Rabbi Yossi Savar Toka de Dibur Kadibur Dami. Rabbi Yossi says it is Kadibur, and therefore it's like one Dibur. And if you're become Eid Zomim on one part of it, you become Eid Zomim on the other part of it as well. We've discussed this a number of times. We've discussed this at Endem Sechas Nedarim. Not the end, towards the end, Pezayin, and other context. What exactly does it mean, Toka de Dibra Kadibra Dami? How exactly is that worked out? So the most simple understanding of it is called in the Achronim, Schus Chazara. Schus Chazara. When I say something, Halacha gives me the time to retract my statement. My Dibra is finished. My Haggadah is finished. So if I say a bracha, if it's Friday night, and I by mistake said Shomar Yisrael Lad, and right away I'm like, oh, right? I can say right away, Hapar Yisuka Shalom Aleinu. What, so I was talking originally? No, I made a mistake. So it's a schus chazara, and I'm allowed to just continue with that par yisuka shalom aleinu. That's the most simple understanding of Toka de Dibra. The problem is that doesn't explain some of the cases, especially one of the cases. The Gemara explains in Maseches Nedarim that by the mitzvah of kriya, somebody hears Rachman al-Aslan of a relative that died, and then they did kriya, and then later on they find out that the relative did die, but the relative died after the person that did kriya. Right? It was misinformation. So the halacha is the kriya didn't count, because you taught kriya before the person died. Unless the person died within Toka de Dibra of your kriya. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, then the kriya could work. That's the maskan of the Gemara, the Nedarim to the Pezayim and Aleph. What kind of schus chazara are we talking about there? Can't say it's anything of schus chazara. He acted before the kriya, he acted before the death. So that's why the Achronim point out, the Ron there basically says, I've shown him, that you have to give a deeper interpretation, at least in some cases, of Toka de Dibra, and that is one of two. Either it's what's called a Haggadah Memushachat. Right? It's after you speak, or after you do anything, the action is not really finished yet. You have a few seconds where we still consider it the action that you did, even though you're physically not acting anymore. But you're still going. It's not that you're retracting. You're still continuing the action, A. Or B, the other way that Rav Lichtenstein formulated it as, I think he did this, not someone else. The halacha looks at time in increments. You don't look at, seconds. See, each unit of time, each increment of time, that's a moment. A moment isn't a moment, a split second. Geharifayim. Right? A moment is 5 seconds. That's one moment. So that's one time period. So therefore, even if you have the kriya before the misa, it's one time period. And you do the kriya the same time period. And therefore, you spoke at the same time period. Right, that's the halachic increments of time. The Ron there says in Nedarim, Kiman Dekara Hashta Dami. As if you tore now. The death to happen afterwards. As if you tore now, Kiman Dekara Hashta Dami. So again, that might mean that last suggestion of how you look at it. There is a major machlokas quoted there, but also you want to look at it quoted here as well on Ayin Gimel Amabez, right here in Tosis, Dibur Hamaschil Ki. There's a shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds the whole idea of Tochei Dibur is a Takana Derabanan. Rabbeinu Tam says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sixth wide line on Ayin Gimel Amabez in Tosis. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, Tainu Taimag, Tikash Adam, Meir Eidus, O Osek, Vemekach, Umemkar. Somebody's in the middle of something, he's giving testimony, he's doing business, Vachaver, Nosin, Lo Shalom. Oh, Rabbo, and his friend walks by and says, "Hey, how you doing?" So you have to give back shalom. You have to answer. And therefore, you have to, right? If you don't, he goes to Gemara Brachas. If you don't give shalom back, you're a nikra gazlan. So that's why Chachamim were mesakein that it should not be called a hafsik. The Ramban and Baba Basra says something similar. Once you know that you're allowed to be mafsik for during Kriya Shema, or the whole beginning of the second parak in Brachas, the Mishnah Shalom Nekavim Neyira. So once you know that, so it must be that it's not a hefsek for anything. Either way, Rabbi Natam, the Ramban there, says it's a din de Rabbanan. Din de Rabbanan tok de Dibur. You say that, it's probably a schus chazara. Probably. Whether the Rabbanan are able to create time, probably a schus chazara. But most other Rishonim hold that it is not a din de Rabbanan. It's a din daraisa. Tok de Dibur is kedibur dami, that the Torah looks at it in that amount of time. The Ron explains in the Dharm there, that's the most crucial makar in this whole sugya. In the Dharm Pezayin, the Ron says, it's an issue of Gemira's Das. The Torah assumes that people aren't serious about what they do until after a few seconds about what they do. It's Gemira's Das, right? You have Tok de Dibur. And therefore, as long as it's a few seconds after, so you're still allowed to continue the action. And that's why even by Kinyanim, the Lach and Shulchan Aruch is by Kinyanim, you have Tok de Dibur to retract the Kinyan. Because people aren't serious. There's not a full Gemira's Das until afterwards. The Shulchan Aruch, we discussed this, Shulchan Aruch says this, except by Chalipin. By Chalipin, by the Kinyan Chalipin, you have Asukin Boso Inyan, even more than Tok de Dibur. As long as you're still involved, right, in the Kinyan. So why is that? So we explained, based on Reb Chaim's idea that Chalipin is a Kinyan Shel Das, that as long as you're still involved, you don't have a full Gemira's Das to finish the Kinyan. Unlike other Kinyanim, which is focused on the Maisa, on a moment, a Maisa Kinyan, so you have Tok de Dibur, that's it. Took the Hebrew, and therefore then it is finished. The Ran also relates this, his Svara, to the four exceptions of Tokhtei Dibur. The Gemara says in Adarim, one of the four exceptions where you do not have Tokhtei Dibur even, Megadef, and Megadef cursing God, Chas V'Shalom, that's it, you can't retract that. Or, Obed Avodos Kochavim, right? What within 5 seconds of saying, you know, Hari Eloi Aloka, right? Something, Aloha, right? Something like that. Right, Avodah Zarah, and then Mekadosh and Megadosh. U-Megarish. Right, Kedushin and Gerish. Why these four? So the Ron says, because by those four, people don't joke around. People don't joke around by those four, by Avodah Zarah, by Kursa, by Megadosh. Marriage and Gerishin. Halavai, people shouldn't joke around. But he said, people don't and shouldn't. And therefore, you can't even come back to Tokhtei Dibur. That is the, that's the Ron in Nidarim. That's why actually, let's wait for a second to say it afterwards. Don't let me get away without the Pnei Yeshua. Let's continue for a second. Says the Gemara, "V'savar Rabbi Yosi Tokhtei Dibur Kedibur Dami." Is this really true? Does Rabbi Yosi hold Tokhtei Dibur is Kedibur? Vatznan, the Mishnah says in Tmura. Harezu Tmura is called Tmura Shlamim. If somebody goes over to an animal, right? We know there's an Issa Daraisa called Tmura. If I have an animal that I'm giving as a karban, I cannot let it switch it. Even if I'm switching it to a better animal, I can't switch it. And if I do switch it, A, that's an Aveira, and two, they're both Kadosh. So it's an Aslo Sase and an Ase. I have to bring both of them. So what happens if I say about my animal, this is a Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim? So which is it? Harezu Tumuras Ola. So the Halacha is, according to Rimeir, it's a Tumuras Ola. Why? Rimeir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. You go by the first thing you said, and it's a Tumuras Ola. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Im Lakakas Kavim Mitzchila. If he says, this is what I had Kavana for, meaning I want it to be half and half. We can't say two things at the same time. We're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad namru. Right? We have to say one thing at a time. So because of that, dvarav kayamin. And therefore, his words are makuyam. And what do? You wait till it gets a mum. You sell it, and you buy with half the money in ola, and half the money in shlamim. V'im amar tmuras ola. But if you said tmuras ola, then nimlach, and then you change your mind. V'im amar tmuras shlamim, harezu tmuras ola. It's tmuras ola. Right? V'avina ba nimlach pshita. So if you change your mind, of course, you already did it. The Amar of Papa, but Nimla Tokhtei Dibur Kamrina. No. Even if you say do a Tokhtei Dibur, you cannot retract. So what do you see? The Kasha. See, Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Tokhtei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Because he says you can't retract. Kasha. So my answer is Amri, Shre Tokhtei Dibur Hade. There are two Tokhtei Dibur's. Chad Kadesh Elash Talmud L'Rav. One, when the Talmud asks his Rav, meaning Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yumori. V'chad k'dei she'elas harav l'talmud, and one is from the Rav to a Talmud, as we'll see in a second. Ki les le Rabbi Yosi k'tilas shias Talmud l'Rav. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of the longer Tokei de Dibur, which is Talmud l'Rav. Shalom alecha Rabbi Yomori, enough, there's so many words. It's an extra word. K'tilas shias Harav le Talmud, shalom alecha islay. But Rabbi le Talmud, he holds of it, meaning he holds of a shorter time period. That's it. And the Mishnah in Temura is talking about a longer time period. That's why he doesn't hold of it. There's a big problem with the Rambam. The Rambam says there is no Tokei de Dibur by Hakdasha. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The problem is, our Gemara seems pretty clear that we're related to Tokei de Dibur to Hakdasha. So, what a number of Achronim say is that maybe we should put this on the list of Kiddushin Hekdash. Hopefully we still have that list from Maseches Kiddushin. All the comparisons between being Makdash something and getting married, right? Davav, Pashto Kiddushin Bekula, Dav Beis, Asar Kuli Amaka Hekdash. Right, many different parallels. So maybe when the Gemara says in Nedarim that one exception is Kiddushin, maybe it also includes Hekdash. And there's a Machlokas HaSugyas, and the Rambam passes like that Sugya. So maybe that's what the one possibility in the Rambam. The note that the Pnei Yeshua here says, no, I'll give you a different answer. What does the Gemara mean, Tokei de Dibur, Kedibur Dami, does not apply to Kiddushin? Of course it applies to Kiddushin. Right? I get married, Al Menas, that it rains tomorrow. I can make any Tanai I want in the world. How can I make a Tanai? It's Tokei de Dibur. No, what does it mean Tokei de Dibur Lav Kedibur Dami? In terms of retraction. But in terms of explanation, you could even say Tokei de Dibur Kedibur Dami even by those four. Very important, Pnei Yeshua. Tokei de Dibur Kedibur Dami, not by those four, only means retracting what I did. You're very serious about these things, so you're not going to fit into the rod. So you're not going to change your mind. But to explain yourself, of course you can continue to explain yourself. That's half the Masechta of Kedushin and Gittin. So that's why here too, he's explaining himself. What does he mean by Temura? And that's why. That's why he would say, you'd be able to say it. Okay. Period. Tosfos here asks, how could a Talmud give Shalom to his Rebbe? He's not allowed to give Shalom to the Rebbe. Gemara says in Brachas, you're Gorim Shechina to be Mistalik mi Yisrael if you give Shalom to your Rebbe. Tosfos in Kidei Sheilas says in Brachas, I'm not saying Shalom, Machs Shalom Rabbo, Gorim Lashchina to Mistalik mi Yisrael. Tosfos says, that depends. You can't give Shalom to your Rebbe like you give Shalom to your friend. Right? You can't go over to your Rebbe and give him a high five. That's what's Gorim Shechinish at the Stalik Miyisrael. Right? That's what you have to give Shalom to your Rebbe, like, right, properly. So that's what that Gemara means. But to give it properly, Shalom Lecha Rebbe Yomori, that's fine. That's what Tosfos answers here. The Tosfos in Brachas quotes the same question and says maybe it means talking about a Talmud Chaver. Right? A Talmud who's also a colleague. So maybe that's who's allowed to give Shalom. But a regular Talmud would not at all. And the Rabbeinu Yonah there in Bracha says, maybe it means when your Rebbe gave Shalom to you first. If your Rebbe gave Shalom to you first, then you can answer. The Gemara there just means if you right went first, you got to let your Rebbe speak first. Your Rebbe speaks first, he's give Shalom to you. Two dots. Amar Rava. Rava says, next huge sugya. Right? Today we had Tokei de Dibur, and Eidah Shvalam Sadabala Kula a little bit, and Eid Zomim. So now we have next. Amar Rava, Edom Shochshul himself, Huzmune Ragin. Rava holds that Hachasha and then Hazama. What if Edom are Huchash and then they're Huzan Neheragin? They're still considered Edom Mezimin. To Hachasha Tchilas Hazamahi El Shlo Nigra. Hachasha is on the way to Hazama, right? Major Machlokas discussion we're going to have here. How related are these two? Once an Eid becomes Muchash, do we say he can no longer get the status of an Eid Zomim, or no? Hachasha is on the first way to get to Hazama. Remember, Hachasha is where the testimony is about the Edom, a few things. It's not about you couldn't have known because you were with us. But Hachasha could be about they deny what you say happened. You see Reuven kill Shimon, we say Reuven didn't kill Shimon. Or we say Reuven and Shimon were Imanu Ayisem. Right? Not the Edom. There are many cases of Hachasha. But Rava says if Edom are first Huchash and then Husamd, that's okay. Amar Rava, Mina La. How do I know this? The Tanya. The Bryce says, people testify about a certain man who blinded his Eved and then knocked out his tooth. Meaning, we'll see in a second, both of these set the Eved free. Shahari Harav Omer Lokain. After all, the Rav is happy about this. We'll see what that line means later. V'nims u Zomamin, and then they're proven Zomamin. Mishamad me ayin la Eved. End of Bryce. You have to pay the value of the eye to the Eved. So the Gemara says, what is this Bryce talking about? What are you giving to the Eved for? What's the case? Are we talking about a case where there's only one group of Edim under discussion? What are you paying the Eved for? Right? The Edim, they testify that he should go free. Then you're paying him for his eye? Like, what's the Gemara Brisa talking about? Va'od demei kule eved l'rav boy l'shlume. The Brisa should say that if you said this eved should go free, and then you're proving zomin, you should pay the whole value of the eved to the rav. V'oshari harav omer kein harav minichale. What's the rav? What's the master happy about? But his eved is going free. So el olav. How do you explain this whole Brisa? The following. Going to asu beitrei. Two people come. Va'amri heipelashinu simas eno. Two people come and say the rav knocked out the eved's tooth and then blinded him. So what's the halacha? He goes free because of the tooth, and then the adon has to pay the eved for his eye, for chovel, for chavala. Right? The boy lemeisav leharav demeino. That's the case. They say he knocked out his tooth, and therefore he should set him free. And then he knocked out his eyes, so you have to pay him for it. Va'asu beitrei mitzi'ai, and then two other witnesses came. We'll call them the middle ones. The amri eino v'hadashino. No, it was the opposite order. The eye knocked him and made him free, was knocked out, and then he was free. And then the tooth. Delo boy lemeisav le'ela demeisheno. Right? And now, no, you only have to pay him for the tooth. The rav should pay for the tooth. De kamachshi le kamoi lemitzi. Right? Because they're machish, the first ones. Vahainu shari'er avamerkin. And that's what the line means. The rav is happy about this because a tooth costs less than an eye. De nichale b'may de kamri. Viktani. And then it says, v'nimsu zomin. And then these eidim are found to be zomin. So mitzi'ai mishalma de me'ayin la'eved. So the middle ones, what did the mitzi'ai say? The mitzi'ai said it was first the eye and then the tooth. Right? So they were taking away the value of the eye from the eved. So they should have to pay the value for the eye to the eved. That's what the brisa means. But what do you see from this whole brisa? First they were huchashed, and then they were huzant, and they're still called zomin. Shema mina hachasha tchilas hazamahi. Right, that the hachasha is tchilas hazama. That is the shita of Rabba. The stipler just says, and we'll finish with this, why don't we say that the second that they testify that he knocked out the eye or the tooth of the eved, he should go free right then? Right, he goes free. It's automatic, and it should be kasher asa. It should be automatic. It should be kasher asa. It's the stipler. There's no kasher zama. How can he prove his omen? The second they testify for the eved, the eved's tofes ba'atzmo, he's zochen himself. Right, so it's in Beis Din. So why don't you say that? Says the stipler, you can never have a kasher asa in passivity. Kasher asa always has to mean there was some action that took place. Kasher asa passivity. So just like nothing happened, you can say nothing happens. Right, you just go back. You can't say the eved was tofes in himself. You could untofes him. Right, kasher asa doesn't work like that. Only if something was done. Okay, we'll stop here. Beis Hashem will continue. If they mazimin, did not come. Pure achasha.
So what happens?
Do
you throw the whole case out, or does he?
So you throw the trade sfeika the raisa, sfeika the rabbanon. Is it a stalemate? Do you throw everything out? If it's a stalemate, then you have to figure out whether he's going to go free or not. If you throw everything out, then he's not going to go free. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Continue tomorrow with achasha lulis hazama, and tomorrow we discuss lav hanita lansharis misas bester. That's also on tomorrow's daf. Hashem, we will continue. A good intrusion for him to all. Again. Okay.